go get it.
The guys on the inside. Green Bay football insider Michael Cohen on The Fan is brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant-Stratton College Athletic Studios here on The Fan, where it is a Fan Friday, talking all things football, Packers, Badgers, Brewers. Going to focus on the Packers side of that right now with our green and gold insider, Michael Cohen, with The Athletic. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Well, have you seen Aaron this week or walking around? Is he hobbling a little bit more than usual? Because he said that he's got further problems with that knee after that game against Detroit. What happened to him there?
Yeah, I have not seen him walking around. It wasn't anything that caught my attention. So it doesn't seem like he's, limping or, anything really significant. There was a play in the first half where he kind of scrambled to the sideline, and as he went down and was hit by Christian Jones, the inside linebacker of the Lions, there was some contact with his knee, body to knee. And it was just, kind of an awkward sort of fall, and it was a play where the ball kind of fumbled out of bounds a little bit. And, after that, Rodgers said that he was a little bit more sore following that game than he had been in weeks prior. So it's certainly something to keep an eye on, and Rodgers said that they were going to play around with exactly what kind of brace he would have to wear for this game. He's hoping that he can stick with the smaller one that he wore in Detroit, but depending on how the rehab goes this week, they may force him to go back to the bulkier brace that he had worn the previous few weeks.
And this is going to be something that's just going to probably need rest, and there's no time for it, obviously, during the regular season. You envision this is just going to be a problem all season long. It's going to be good one week and maybe take a hit and take a setback.
Well, the bye week would certainly be an opportunity for him to try and make a lot of progress with it. I would imagine that, generally players tend to get out of town as soon as the bye week, as soon as their responsibilities are done for the week. But I would guess that Rodgers is going to remain in Green Bay, or if he goes somewhere, the focus of his bye week will be rehab. And so, if he can go from, Monday night, let's see, after the game Monday night, that would give him Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then six more days after that before the next game. I think that could be an opportunity for him to try and make as much progress as he will make this season. But I think your point is a fair one, that it's the type of thing where even if he does make a lot of progress, all it takes is somebody to fall on it wrong or for him to slide or do something, uncharacteristic that would stretch it or twist it or whatever. And it's the type of thing that certainly has the potential to linger. But this bye week coming up is his opportunity to make as much progress as he can without it being stressed in the form of a game.
Michael Cohen with The Athletic joining us here. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. Rodgers obviously dealing with his injuries, but then when he's back out there Monday night, so are some of the receivers. Limited participants yesterday were Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb. I thought I read last week that Cobb was close to returning, almost in that Detroit game. Do we expect them to play Monday night? And if not, is Rodgers gaining confidence in some of the rookies, like who he would call EQ and MVS, in Valdez Scantling and St. Brown?
Well, I think yesterday was a bit of a pleasant surprise for the Packers, probably. In the morning, Mike McCarthy said that he did not expect Geronimo Allison or Randall Cobb to practice. And then sure enough, they progressed well enough through the early rehab to be allowed to practice on a limited basis. So that says that they're making strides, and perhaps more strides than Mike McCarthy anticipated, which, is never a bad thing. So I think it's trending in the right direction for those two guys to play. But as Rodgers pointed out yesterday in his weekly news conference, this most recent game against Detroit certainly was a major opportunity for these young guys, and he was impressed with what they did. He said that he thought, the two rookies really showed a lot of poise and understanding in terms of having to do things at the line of scrimmage and adjusting their play calls and adjusting to audibles and coverage changes and all the types of things that Rodgers is known for at the line of scrimmage and the things that he demands of his receivers. He went out of his way yesterday to praise those young guys. Now you can look at that one of two ways. You can say, well, he was just building up their confidence, or he could legitimately have been pleased with what they did. I tend to think it was more toward the latter because I thought both of those guys showed a lot of potential against the Lions.
Devontae was talking the other day at practice that he thought that the threesome of him, Cobb, and Geronimo Allison could be one of the best or become one of the best receiving corps in the National Football League. Is that true? Is that a little much?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think that talent-wise, it's certainly possible that those guys could ascend to the top of the league, but availability-wise, it's another question. You know, all three of those players have been bothered by injuries at points in their career. You know, Davante Adams has battled high ankle sprains at times. Randall Cobb seems like he misses anywhere from 2 to 4 games every year. And Geronimo Allison has been banged up a little bit at times as well. And so I think that it's a question of will their you know, overall health allow them to reach the potential that they seem to have. I do think that when all three of those guys are on the field, it's a pretty complete group. You have all kinds of different weapons. You have the ability to get off the line of scrimmage and beat people one-on-one with Davante Adams. You have sort of that shifty run-after-catch kind of player in Randall Cobb. And then you have Geronimo Allison, who's different from all of them because of his size and his stride and his catch radius and all those types of things. So not only do they have three very talented guys when it comes to, you know, their top trio of receivers, but it's also three guys that are very, very different in terms of the way that they play the game. So I do think there's a possibility for those guys to become one of the better trios in the league if they can stay healthy.
Can we expect to see Bashaud Breeland at any point? The Packers signed the cornerback a couple of weeks ago, and then, you know, there was like, oh, okay, this is good. This is a good signing. But then he's been hurt the entire time. We haven't seen him. How hurt is he, I guess? What are you seeing from him, and could we expect him Monday or maybe not until after the bye?
Yeah, he was on the field yesterday at practice. I believe he was in a limited role as well. Here's my thing with Bashaud Breeland. Everyone was saying to me on Twitter, you know, fans, oh my gosh, when is he going to play? This is huge. He's going to be our starting corner. The thing about Breeland is that he was on the street for a long, long time, and he interviewed with 13 teams, and 13 teams decided that after either working him out or looking at his physical or talking to him or whatever, that he was not worth signing for, you know, the veteran minimum or barely above the veteran minimum. So there's a reason this guy was unemployed. If he was, like I said on my podcast once, if he was so good and such an unbelievable corner that, you know, he was worth that $8 million a year in free agency, if people really thought he still could play at that level, there's no chance he would have been on the street for this long. And the example I point to is Sam Shields. Sam Shields had, five concussions, and he was signed earlier than Bashaud Breeland. And so that tells you a little bit about what teams are thinking with him. So people say, well, wouldn't Breeland be second or third on our cornerback depth chart if he was healthy? No, I don't. I think he would be fourth or maybe even fifth. He's not better than Jermon Williams and Kevin King, and I don't think he's better than Jair Alexander. You could probably make an argument that he could slide in ahead of Josh Jackson in terms of a pure ranking, but Breeland can't play the slot. He can only play the perimeter position. They're not going to take Jermon Williams off the field. So then it's a question of, can he beat out Kevin King or Jair Alexander? And I don't really see that happening either. So for everyone that's super excited about Bashaud Breeland, trust me, I understand why you're excited. The Packers don't usually bring in guys very often, but he's not going to have a huge role on this team unless there's injuries, because he's just not going to unseat either of those two guys on the perimeter, and he's not capable of playing in the slot.
Packers have 11 guys on the injury report. We'll see what it looks like on Monday when the Packers have their next game against the Niners. We'll preview that one with you then, Michael. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, fellas. Talk to you Monday morning.